Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm DeLos Yonke. Applications open February 6 for the state's new $1.5 million Farm-to-Food Bank Capacity Building Grant Program, designed to strengthen the state's local food system and expand access to fresh protein and produce. The announcement came on the first day of the From Food to Flowers Everything Local Conference last week in Springfield. Specialty and conventional growers gathered at the event along with state officials, food bank representatives, and other stakeholders who could be part of the Capacity Grant Program. The set of grants is part of Illinois Farm to Food Bank Program, supported by funding from the state through the Illinois Department of Human Services. Originally developed through state legislation in 2017 and 18, the program evolved into a statewide pilot by 2020, and laid the groundwork for partnerships that helped Illinois move surplus food from farms to food banks. Eligible projects focus on infrastructure that improves the movement of Illinois-grown food, including refrigerated vehicles or trailers, cold storage, racking, temperature monitoring systems, packaging equipment, and scheduling or traceability tools that reduce waste and improve flow. The application for 2026 grants will be available on the Feeding Illinois website through March 6. feedingillinois.org/capacity grant. It's also a front page story in this week's Farm Week. BC, where the chair of the new Rural Domestic Energy Council promises all efforts to secure a legislative deal on year-round E15 by late this month, as our Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra told the powerful House Rules Committee recently he'll work with those on both sides of the year-round E15 issue to finally get the job done.
Today, we formed the Rural Domestic Energy Council to work together so our members can come to a solution that will pass E15 by February 25.
Days later, President Trump gave a full-throated endorsement to the effort in Des Moines.
I promise to support E15 all year round.
A boost needed to help save a deal with oil refiners that fell apart the night before it would have passed as part of a House spending bill, the second disappointment in a year. But Feenstra told the Rules Committee the stakes are just too great to fail again.
The situation has come to a head this year as the farm economy has entered its third consecutive year of economic losses. I have always been an advocate for new markets and for our farmers, and for E15, that is our domestic energy solution.
Addressing doubts, the new council will just kick the can down the road again. Feenstra insisted lawmakers cannot continue to move the goalpost while rural America struggles. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay, Washington.
Highly anticipated cattle inventory report was released Friday showing all cattle and calves in the U.S. as of January 1. Was slightly less the number from the year before at 86.2 million head. All cows and heifers that have calved, 37.2 million head, were also slightly less than the year before. Beef cows were down 1%. Milk cows were up 2%. Replacement heifers, 4.7 million head, was 1% more than a year ago. The 2025 calf crop at 32.9 million head is down 2% from the previous year. Merit Auctions, your farmland and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or virtual auction or a timed online event, call 833-273-9300. This is the RFD Radio Network.